This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate approves electricity bill. Over 8,000 residents of Hanover to benefit from improved water supply and lights installed along Montego Bay's elegant corridor. The news in detail after this message.
Come everybody, make it join the line, celebrate.
Join the Minister of Youth and Culture as we celebrate Emancipation and Independence under the theme
Proud and Free Jamaica 53.
Check out Independence Village in Kingston
from August 1 to 6.
Rural Jamaica comes alive with Emancipation Vigils.
Church services.
Sounds of drums.
Street dances.
Fun days and concerts.
Make sure to line the streets as the festival bandwagon passes through your community with the best of the local talents.
Visit jcdc.gov.jm and its social media pages for further details.
Make us celebrate with culture, with people, and with freedom!
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Now the news. Thousands of residents in East Hanover are to benefit from a project to make their water supply more reliable. The $271 million project being undertaken by the National Water Commission NWC will see the construction of storage tanks, pumping stations, and the installation of distribution pipelines. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the project is necessary as residents are experiencing increased distribution challenges due to the age and condition of existing pipelines.
This project will improve the efficiency and reliability of the supply up to the year 2013. Other potential benefits include the potential for the regularization of existing connections, as well as operational improvements and energy savings to the NWC.
Meanwhile, Minister Pickersgill is urging residents of Hanover to pay their water bills to ensure that they have improved and reliable water supply service. He says the parish of Hanover owes some $316.3 million in unpaid water bills. The Senate has approved a bill aimed at regulating the generation, transmission, supply, distribution, and dispatch of electricity in the island. The updating of the 125-year-old Electricity Act will also make it easier to bring new generating capacity to the power grid. It will repeal the Electric Lighting Act, the Electricity Frequency Conversion Act, and the Electricity Development Act. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the Electricity Act 2015 is an important piece of legislation for the country and will form a central pillar in addressing the island's energy sector.
This legislation, which is a deliverable under the IMF program, because the IMF program is not just about meeting fiscal targets, but it's about restructuring this economy.
He adds that the bill provides a modern, accountable, and transparent framework in which the country can move forward. Road users should find it easier to travel along Montego Bay's elegant corridor at nights following the installation of lights along the thoroughfare. The LED lamps were installed at a cost of $272.1 million with financing from the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wicker McNeil says introduction of lights along the thoroughfare will significantly enhance the resort town's tourism infrastructure. He says having the elegant corridor lit at nights will also improve the safety of the thousands of motorists and pedestrians, locals and visitors who commute along the highway. The lights have been installed along the highway from the roundabout at the Sangster International Airport to Iberostar Hotel in Lilliput. And the Spanish Jamaica Foundation has donated $250,000 to locally based Kidney Kids Foundation Scholarship Fund. The funds will go towards the training of a pediatric nephrologist for the Cornwall Regional Hospital. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the foundation's assistance has served to further strengthen the relationship between Jamaica and Spain.
The purpose of this donation today of $250,000 to help towards the training of a pediatric nephrologist for Western Jamaica is of great importance to us. The Ministry of Health will contribute to this effort to ensure the training of this pediatric nephrologist in 2016.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the handing over ceremony in New Kingston recently. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.